Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Director of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, Hannah Vanderveer, as she talks about all the exciting things coming up during Nationals. As we are, let's say, the eve of Nationals coming up, we got 360s this week, and then we got the 410s next week. It's the time of year where town gets busy, things are going on. Hannah, I know that you're still looking for some help, though, when it comes to Nationals. Take us through the volunteers. What exactly, some of the things, responsibilities that people, you need people for, and what do they need to do if they want to volunteer, one, and two, what are some of the jobs you need filled?
Absolutely. Yes. Like you said, we're approaching the most wonderful time of year here in Knoxville. It's busy. It's full of excitement. And we just encourage everyone to get involved and help out as much as they can. From a chamber standpoint, we have a couple different volunteer opportunities available. Most important and first and foremost is our Nationals parking that we do at Young Park. So we park cars Wednesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. And we have 3-hour shifts available. I believe all day we have a couple of shifts still open for any amount of time that you want. So if you are interested in helping with that, we would love to have you. The people that park with us are super fun and enjoyable. They're always asking us questions, and it's fun just to be able to help them out and give them a little bit of local knowledge. We also have opportunities on Saturday morning to help with the parade. That's a little bit less of a time commitment. That's simply helping with setup of signage, helping people get directed to their spots. Any volunteer opportunities and signups can be found on our website, KnoxvilleIAChamber.com. And like I said, it's just a phenomenal way to get yourself involved, to interact with the race fans and see a positive side of it.
And then when it comes to those volunteer opportunities, I know that it's a way the chamber can also make money to help support other things. Am I right?
Absolutely. Other than membership fees and hotel motel tax, Nationals is our biggest fundraiser of the year. So any little bit helps. The money that we use contributes to Nationals activities for the next year, helping us with business education, things like that. So if you want to see the chamber continue to evolve and do great things for the community, roll up your sleeves a little bit and help us out.
Now, when it comes to the Nationals Parade, I know you mentioned that with the volunteers, but there are some changes this year when it comes to the Nationals Parade that you want viewers and people participating to really know about.
Absolutely. So the Nationals Parade, which happens Saturday morning every year, this year we're closing off all parking around the immediate square. We had a lot of feedback last year that people felt like cars around the square just didn't give a good experience, and it kind of hinders viewing of the parade itself. So starting at 6 a.m. on Saturday, August 10th, we will be closing parking around the immediate square. You'll be able to drive around the square until 10 a.m., which when the streets will begin to close off. But feel free to bring your lawn chairs. Hopefully we'll have some bleachers set up around the courthouse for viewing, but please take note of that. We have made a map of specific street closures, parking closures, and where we suggest that you do park, because there is plenty of parking around the downtown area that people can fill in at. And that is also on our website, KnoxvilleIAChamber.com/Nationals Parade.
Now, when it comes to the parade, I know cutting it off, you wanted to be able to allow people to experience the shops downtown, take part in those businesses, the activities and things like that. Also, throughout Nationals, there are different sales going on all over town with the garage sales and things like that. I know that's a big emphasis you wanted to reach this year. Take us through Nationals community-wide garage sale going on and what people need to do, one, to participate in that, and where do they find more information?
Absolutely. So it's kind of the informal, formal community garage sale event in town. It's always been our tradition that local folks have their garage sales during Nationals. So this year we decided to create a Facebook event that people hosting garage sales could post their information in, so people who are looking for the garage sales have an easier place, easier way to find them. So we have an event on our Facebook page. If you just search Knoxville, Iowa Chamber of Commerce, you'll be able to find it. And you can see people who are posting their garage sales. If you have a garage sale to post, you can sure do that. If you don't have Facebook or you can't figure it out, you can always stop into our office, give us a call, and we'll help you out.
And one more thing, when it comes to Nationals, one of the biggest headaches you hear about all the time is the amount of people, the amount of driving. It's very hard to find parking, things like that. But because of that, we do have shuttle buses that people don't necessarily know about a lot of the time. So take us through the shuttle bus program and what that means for the people visiting Knoxville and people that live here in general.
Absolutely. We've had shuttles going around Knoxville during nationals for a number of years, but last year was the first year that Herta Public Transit really stepped up and kind of took over the shuttle process, and it worked phenomenally. So they will be running Wednesday through Saturday. They have anywhere between 4 and 7 shuttles running depending on the time of day, and they'll be going around to 7 different stops around town, a couple in downtown Knoxville, Walmart. They go to the campgrounds, Cobblestone, Fairway, all places like that that people need to go when they're here visiting. So those will run from noon to race start Wednesday through Saturday, and then for an hour after the races just to lodging stops only. There are wristbands that you have to purchase to ride, but those are only $5 a day for unlimited rides. Those can be purchased the week of nationals at the Knoxville Raceway, the Knoxville North Campground, and then on the shuttles themselves.
Now, when it comes to Knoxville's, we're on, like I said, the eve of it all beginning. Is there anything else you want the listeners in Knoxville and the race fans who are visiting Knoxville to know about the nationals?
Absolutely. It's a phenomenal time of year in town, a huge opportunity for Knoxville, for our local businesses. It's a huge boost to our economy at the end of a busy summer season. So be ready to welcome people, answer questions. If you're a local, you're the local expert, so they want to hear from you. From a business standpoint, we just ask that you think about your curb appeal. Decorate, put up checkered flags. Frosty Harrington is painting windows again. Maybe check to see if you have any weeds that need pulled. Think of Knoxville as your home in general, and you always tidy up when you have guests coming, so let's do that.
Thanks to Director of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, Hannah Vanderveer, for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.